News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Ireland is lagging on salary transparency. It's research done by Indeed. Jack Kennedy is with us, senior economist at Indeed Hiring Lab. Salary transparency, this is the requirement, Jack, or the objective or the aspiration that everybody would publish when they put up a job offer. They would say, look, this is what the job pays. We're not doing it.
That's right. Yes. So we're seeing at the moment that in our research, only about 39% of job postings on Indeed in Ireland do include salary information at the moment. That's stalled really over the past year or so. We've seen only a modest 3% rise. So this is interesting because it comes in the context of EU legislation. We have the Pay Transparency Directive, which is coming down the track. Ireland's on track to miss the deadline of June this year. But actually, the positive news from a job seeker's perspective is that the Irish legislation is going to go stronger than the directive's minimum requirements, so mandating salary disclosure in the posting itself rather than simply before interview. And from an efficiency standpoint, that distinction matters because a salary that's visible in a posting reaches all potential candidates before they invest significant time applying for the job.
Does it remove flexibility from the employer? Because I'm sure there are a lot of small businesses who would say that depending on the candidate, if you at interview get somebody who absolutely knocks it out of the park and they're stellar, well, there's one salary for that. If you get somebody who will just about do and fill in the position, there's another salary for that.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. Yeah, we do see that some employers might choose to not be transparent if they're not compelled to maintain that negotiation leverage, to potentially save costs as well, protect against competitors poaching talent, or to prevent internal pay resentment. But we see on the flip side that lack of transparency can also have some negative consequences. It can lead to lower trust and employee retention. So there's a little bit of a trade-off there, but we know there's lots of research showing that a lack of transparency also have wider negative consequences, like, for example, helping to reinforce the gender pay gap. So that's really kind of the driving force behind this legislative push to try and mandate higher salary transparency.
How does it reinforce the gender pay gap?
Because it kind of leads to an information asymmetry. So the candidate has less knowledge than the employer. So it's really kind of an imbalance between the negotiating stance. So, you know, people kind of don't know what the role pays, and it really helps reinforce, for example, where a candidate comes in, they've had a lower salary in the past, and they're not able to sort of bargain for what they're worth in the job market.
But why would that information asymmetry manifest itself in gender?
Because we know that women are in many cases paid less than their male counterparts, whether they've taken time out of the workforce for caring reasons, or they've taken career breaks and they sort of come back into the workforce. That's a very common reason why women have earned less than their male counterparts. So when they perhaps go for a job at a higher seniority level, the fact that they've been on a lower salary before and they have less information about what the role's actually worth, that lack of transparency can help sort of ingrain that pay gap.
What's the expectation about the overall market impact? If you get more transparency, does it tend to drive salaries up or does it tend to drive salaries down? Because, of course, employers will benchmark against other employers.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. And we would expect that where organisations are implementing sort of far kind of wide-ranging pay reviews, they might tend to raise salaries for people that they've identified as underpaid. They're unlikely to kind of in the first instance reduce salaries, because clearly that's not going to, you know, from a staff kind of well-being point of view, that's not going to be something that's going to be kind of a popular move. So I think in the first instance it might be to raise salaries for some workers, but, you know, I think the research is pretty clear that there are positive impacts of doing salary transparency across the board in terms of raising trust across the organisation and helping with employee satisfaction and retention.
Jack, thank you. Jack Kennedy, Senior Economist at Indeed Hiring Labs.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.